Hi everyone, this is Julia Doherty from Green Umbrella Marketing, and today I have another guest blogger with me. This is Ian Spencer from IS Digital Marketing. How are you doing, Ian?
Good morning, Julia. How are you?
I'm not so bad, not so bad at all. I just wanted to obviously introduce you and tell everybody what it is you do and how long you've been doing it for.
I run a company called IS Digital Marketing, based in Bristol. We're Google partners, and we specialise in pay-per-click, SEO, and online marketing as a kind of a general approach. I get called in a lot to do consultancy with quite a few big clients all over the Southwest, and we also run SEO campaigns for quite a few companies as well. And as I say, we heavily specialise in AdWords and remarketing. So those are our kind of core business activities, really.
Okay, I mean, remarketing. Do you want to explain to people what that means, basically?
Yeah, basically, remarketing. A lot of people will listen to this and go, "Oh, those adverts that follow me around the internet, I hate them." I'm partly to blame for some of those. But generally, what happens is when you go onto a website, we can then serve, you know, relevant and good marketing adverts back at you. Amazon are great for it. So for example, if you go onto Amazon and then you go onto Facebook, 9 times out of 10 you'll see a product that you've looked at on Facebook, and that's kind of remarketing. So, but the way it's done correctly is when you put the right kind of advert back in front of a customer, because we find that only 2% of people will generally do something on their first visit to a website. So what we need to do is make sure that we keep the company's brand and name and products and services alive around the internet, and that's how we do it.
Right. I mean, it is like spreading a little bit of magic on the internet with regards to... Not everybody's clicked onto it yet, I don't think, either. So, yeah, you know,
no.
I think it's been going... How long has remarketing been going for? I mean, it's been on my radar for probably about 18 months or so, but I'm sure it's been...
Many years. Yeah, it was one of the early features of AdWords, really. So it's been going for quite some time. Facebook remarketing is probably about 3 or 4 years old, I would guess. So it's been around a while.
Do you know, I was a big, a lot of my stuff I actually do is from the organic side of things, but since I've been working more with the Google AdWords side of things, it's actually quite phenomenal the way that things work. I always thought, this is my perception, is that nobody ever clicks on those first lot of ads because, you know, they're being sold to you. But then I was sitting with my mum, literally just before Christmas, she was looking up how to buy a Samsung Galaxy or whatever, and she automatically just clicked on the top one. And I was saying, that's strange. I said, why did you click on that? She goes, because it was the top one. It was like, right, okay. And I think it's just probably just because I work in the industry, that's the way that my brain thinks. But actually, when you look around how others do it, and it's not as in your face, you know, it used to be quite orange and you used to have the sidebar ads. And, you know, I think the way it's perceived nowadays, it's not as in your face.
Yeah, I think that the two aspects, a couple of years ago, we thought it was around 10% of people clicked. We now think it's around 15% of people click on those adverts. Yeah. But you're quite right. One of the main reasons is they now blend in more. And Google's also dropped all of the ones down the right hand side. So yeah. It looks a lot less like you're being sold to. And it looks a lot more like they're part of organic results. So we found that since they dropped the right hand side adverts, that the click through ratio has actually gone up for most clients.
Cool. Okay. And you've got the ones at the bottom as well now. That's is that fairly new, or have I only sort of recently noticed it in the last 6 months or so?
No, she used to have two at the top, anywhere between 6 and 8 down the side, and then 2 at the bottom. Okay. So they've always been there. But what happens now is with AdWords, we can use a lot of what we call site links and extensions. So you're seeing those adverts probably standing out more now because we can have things like call extensions, call out, site links. So what you're probably seeing is more advertisers really making their adverts stand out more. But no, the ones at the bottom have always been there, just in less quantity. So now we have 4 at the top, 4 or 3 at the top, and then 4 or 3 at the bottom.
Wow, okay. Crazy times, isn't it? Really is.
It changes quickly, yeah.
From the AdWords side of things, you know, you're the man. For SEO side, you do the organic SEO, you optimise people's websites and stuff like that.
Yeah, we do a lot of that. Probably 60% of our work is SEO. And as I say, we do kind of the ongoing stuff, and we also do a lot of consultancy. So we go into 3 or 4 big companies a few days a month, sit down with them, work out what they need to do and optimize their own website, because a lot of companies, even though they might have somebody in-house doing it, they still need a little bit of guidance from above just to say, you know, this is where you should be going and this is kind of effective. Because half the time with SEO, if you don't get the basics right, no matter what you do after, it's not going to have a major impact. So getting the foundations of any campaign correct is what we focus on and help people with.
Yeah, and do you think is content still the new thing? Is content the biggest driver?
Content is the king. it has been for a long time, and I think that there's been an aspect where people have maybe overwritten and produced too much content, and also produced the wrong kind of content. So what we say to clients now is you know, we do a lot of it for clients, but if they're going to do it themselves, is to produce content that's relevant, it's engaging, and it's actually going to do something for the user. You know, don't just write 20 articles about keywords you want to rank for. That's not the way to go. Yeah. So content's still massively important. And, you know, if you ever, we don't worry about things like keyword density anymore, because Google's clever. You know, how it reads articles and how it grades them is on the same scale as, you know, a real human being. So it's about writing for the user and making sure that article's relevant, but obviously with still some thought about SEO in mind.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you think about it, the way that search is going as well, do you know, if I ask my daughter who's 14 how to, you know, search for something on the internet, she won't type into Google, she'll just pick up her phone and speak into it. And I think, you know, that's something to think about sort of in the next few years, that we need to be optimising for perhaps speak as well, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, so one of the things with semantic search is basically what we find now is people ask questions. So where can I find my nearest plumber, or how much, you know, is this and that kind of thing. So when you're on a website, what we try and do is match up the kind of questions as an article. So we do, you know, how to find a local plumber and you know, and that kind of thing, because people ask questions when it comes to search on a voice command. And that's kind of how we're looking at this going now. And you know, very few people will ever pick up the phone, you know, and actually speak as they would type. It's more of a question. So we always need to think about that.
Okay, so titling your articles like the question. So for me, it might be, you know, how do I do a status update on LinkedIn? That's really bad. I would never write a blog on that, because that was like a one paragraph blog otherwise. But yeah, so answering those sort of questions.
But you've also got to bear in mind is that with a knowledge box in Google, sometimes you get a box that pops up on the right-hand side or the top that actually answers the question that you're typing in or searching for.
Yeah.
And one of the ways that works is by the content you produce. So if somebody types in, you know, what's the best phone on the market at the moment, you know, you'll get an article at the top that's probably from a really leading authority magazine about that. So voice search is something we all need to be seriously thinking about, because you know, generally, that's the way everything's going to be going.
Absolutely. Do you know, I'm going to say, geeking out, I was reading something about the Google mobile searches now that have only just happened, that are rolling out throughout January. So obviously, quite a few people might be listening to this. So I didn't know if you've got any tips on mobile optimization for search. Are there things that we need to do?
In terms of making sure the website is good on a mobile phone?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm right, but I've heard that you know, if your site is now not completely mobile optimised, if it doesn't pass the mobile Geddon test or whatever it's called, I don't know what it's called, but if they don't do that, then you know, you're not going to appear.